Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out the topic we've been exploring this week. This week we studied a story from the Bible, the Old Testament part of the Bible, with a character named Jacob, who ended up wrestling with God. He found himself one night wrestling with this mysterious character who's eventually revealed to be the God of the universe. Somehow Jacob walks away from the thing with a reminder of sorts. God has given him a limp. The description is that he popped his hip out of its socket, and that the people of Israel, according to that reading, still to that day, whenever that was written, didn't eat that part of an animal, just to remind themselves of what had happened there. Now, I guess there is no evidence that that was something that people actually did later on in the Bible. It's not something that Jews do today, so it's an interesting little tidbit. For a while there, people did want to remember Jacob in that way, and remember Jacob's experience of fighting with God and how lucky he was to walk away from it alive. I think that's what God was doing when he gave Jacob a new name and a limp and a blessing. He wanted to remind Jacob not to fight with him again, and that he was lucky to be alive. If there's a lesson to be learned from this story, it's at least that God doesn't just kill on the spot anybody who fights with him. He's a different kind of God than he could be. I suppose if he wanted to, he could just send down a lightning bolt anytime somebody argued with him. He could just say, "Don't talk back," and that would be it. It'd be a pile of ashes on the ground. But we see a different kind of God in this story. We see a God who is a bit more patient with us, broken, messed up, rebellious, headstrong human beings. He's willing to wrestle with us a little bit. Jacob was clearly shocked that he survived the whole thing. He remarked on it aloud right after the experience. And I think partly it was because he recognized that God had let him win. Jacob realized that since he was fighting God, he should rightly have lost. And yet he was allowed to survive. So clearly God's up to something here. Part of what I think God is doing is he was foreshadowing, giving a little sign to Jacob and the world of what God was going to do. That as we, the human race, wrestle with God, he's not going to just nuke us on the spot for daring to question him or fight him. He's going to wrestle with us a little bit. He's going to give us a sign. And there's going to be grace and forgiveness and blessing through it all. That's a good thing, because Jacob's descendants, the nation of Israel, were going to wrestle with God too. They were going to be as broken and rebellious and headstrong as Jacob himself. They were going to fight with God, if you will. There were going to be times where they rebelled against him outwardly, where they worshipped false gods, where they intentionally ignored everything that he'd said and everything they'd promised to do, where they were going to just forget about him sometimes. There were going to be all kinds of ways they would fight God. Despite being his chosen people, despite all the incredible blessings they'd been given, despite having come from Jacob, also known as Israel, who had had his life spared by this very same God. Despite all those things, God was going to keep wrestling with them as a nation, as a people, and bless the world through them. That's good news for people like us today, because people still fight with God. Sometimes, yes, in obvious ways, you might immediately think of, you know, sort of the vehement, angry atheist crowd and think, you know, those kinds of people, that's what fighting with God looks like. And that's a very overt form of arguing and fighting against God, but there's other ways too. There are ways we fight against God. Sometimes it happens when we shake our fist at God and say, "Why me? Why my loved one?" Sometimes that comes out of a genuine place of hurt and frustration. Sometimes it happens when we argue with God and we say, "You owe me. I've done good things for you. I've done good things for the world. You owe me better than what I'm getting." We're fighting or wrestling with God then too. There's a whole range of possibilities, of ways we can fight God. But, like Jacob, we learn in this story, we can live to tell the tale. Not because of our strength, not because we're so good, so wonderful, or that God owes us something, but because God chooses to let us wrestle with him. And although he gives us a little reminder that we're not him and that we can't beat him, he gives us the blessing of living another day. We get to survive the encounter. This was all foreshadowing and a sign of what God was going to do in Jesus. The whole human race, rebellious and fighting against God, was going to get to survive the encounter because Jesus was God come to earth. One of us, a human, known for our rebellion and fighting against God. He was going to come out of a wrestling match, a final wrestling match, broken and bruised and hurting, dead. But then, by God's mercy and grace, he would rise to new life and invite the rest of us to know and follow him and rise to new life as well. He invites us to be part of that new nation that he birthed through his 12 disciples, his 12 sons in a way. He started a new nation. We can call the church a new people who are going to bless the entire world now that God's kingdom was advancing into the world through Jesus and what he did on the cross and resurrecting from the dead. God had mercy on Jacob. God had mercy on the nation of Israel. God had mercy on Jesus. So God can have mercy on all of us who call on Jesus' name, who ask Jesus to fight for us, because we're all fighting God in one way or another. Whatever it looks like in your life, think about what it looks like. How do you fight against God? How are you arguing with God? What are you unhappy with about God? What do you wish was different? However you're fighting with God, what this story means is we can invite Jesus to fight for us, to take the blows that come from fighting against God so that we can live another day, so that we can have the new life that only he offers, having died, having taken upon him, having lived through what we should have experienced, the punishment we should have received from God, the beating that we should have received from God. Having taken all that on, Jesus then offers us the new life he should have enjoyed, but that we can now enjoy through him having taken on our death. So here's a challenge for you this week. Ask Jesus to fight for you. Think about what it is that you're fighting against God with. Where is it you're fighting God? And ask Jesus to fight for you instead. Well, that's your challenge for today. Have a good one, and I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this. Bye for now.